in that room.
Well, by the early aughts, he'd done the stadium thing, and you know, he burnt out on the stadium.
Yes.
Thing. And so, I mean, just those two records in the early aughts were real intimate.
Right, that deal. So even if he was playing in a big stadium,
right, and he did a number of his big hits in that concert, but his sort of command of the room and the connection with the audience was just so unbelievable.
Well, the thing that he did, you know, after 9/11, when they had that benefit concert in New York, and he came out in the beginning and just sitting on the stage playing his little Casio, whatever that little thing was that he was playing, and just commanded the whole space. I mean, it was like this completely intimate, and it was completely intimate performance. It's like I'm hanging out in the living room here.
Yes.
Completely intimate performance.
Well, this is not your standard interview, clearly.
And it was just like you and him, and it was such an emotional thing, of course. He could do that. He could just turn Madison Square Garden into
Club Hesse.
Yeah, Club Hesse, exactly. And he had the guts to just sit on the stage and be Bear like that, and do a cover, do a Simon and Garfunkel song, do America.
Yeah, right.
You know, start off with, you know, because he was such an amazing stylist as well. I mean, he was such a great writer, but he could also make any other song sound like his song as well.
Yeah.
So amazing, you know.
Well, there's a handful of artists that can do that.
Right, and so he was one.
No, absolutely. No, I saw him in 90. It wasn't a huge spectacle like the Glass Spider tour in 87 was.
Right.
Where was it?
It was at Foxborough Stadium.
Oh.
Same place.
Same place.
Same place.
Oh, but the presentation had a different feel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was
a big stage. It was bare. There was no decoration. It was him, Adrian Belew. I forget who else was playing in that era of the band, but and he was promoting that Sound and Vision box set, so it was a very hitsy kind of thing. And then he threw in the Adrian Belew song that he wrote, and it was.
He always had such great bands. I'm a real band guy.
Yeah,
and his live albums get sort of dissed a little bit, but I just like you can hear. As a musician who's been playing in bands for 30, 40 years, I can hear the way those bands felt together. You know, he's just the way he allowed the players to interact or encourage them to interact, and the way the kinds of vibes, the chances that they were able to take. All of his bands throughout his entire career. You know, when you go to the videos of the live shows, it's just what a great band leader he was.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even in those. Like that early 80s period, Sirius Moonlight Tour.
Yeah.
I was 9 when Let's Dance came out, you know? So I didn't quite get it. I knew the songs, but I didn't know who Bowie was.
Right.
And
I remember when I was 16, all I wanted to do was go see The Man Who Fell to Earth because it came out,
okay.
And so I was like, you know, that's all summer, you know, you'd be reading, you know, gossip rags and stuff, you know, like that Cream and, you know, and Rolling Stone or whatever, and you'd get these little teas, and it just seemed like they were making the movie forever. And then Station came out. Same time?
Yeah, 76, 77.
Yeah.
So it's just sort of like when it finally came out. And then, of course, it was just so weird. And it was just, you know, it was almost like it was written for him, even though it really wasn't. But who else could possibly
certainly made
that
it
role?
Work. Yeah.
So, you know, and the way he just, you know, sort of got so into that role and then got so, and then, and again, of course, kind of kept taking that role with him and came back to it with Black Star. It has a lot of references, and of course, the Lazarus play is sort of picks up on that character, the Newman character, so you know, Newton character, so much later.
We could keep on going.
So we should probably...
We should let you continue with the recorded music for the listening pleasure of your audience.
Right.
True.
And
but people should be going to Once Ballroom on the 6th
and the 7th.
Or the 7th.
Or both,
You could do both. I mean, you could get the same show.
Yeah,
but
you buy the tickets in advance. They're $18. That's 50 cents per performer. That's
okay.
You can't afford not to go.
Right. That's, you really can't afford not to go.
Okay. I would not have exactly done that math, but
you've never produced a rock show.
No, apparently I have not. Oh man.
So it's definitely gonna, and again, you know, it's something that really the Boston music scene is so strong. And that's why we can get people together to do something like this. And so we're really excited.
Yeah, we have a deep bench in this town.
We do.
And it didn't surprise me at all that both Gene Dante and Goddamn Glenn signed up this.
Oh yeah.
They're very Bowie-esque in their singing style, so it's almost too perfect.
Well, yeah, you know, of course you hear it, and you know, you hear voices, especially when you're going to do something like this. And
there's
medications
for that.
Yeah, you hear voices. You know, you just hear certain people, and so you try to approach them and hope they can do it. And most people that we approach could do it. Some people, of course, can't because, again, you know, people are busy and it's a lot. It's a big commitment, but it's great, and we have a great crew of people. And it's been fun, and it's gonna be a lot of fun next weekend. You know.
Yeah. So August 6th and 7th at the Once Ballroom.
We're gonna have special drinks. You know.
Yeah.
Is there like a Black Star drink?
There's gonna be the Gin Genie.
The Gin Genie. Nice.
I don't know about the other. Yeah, there'll be some sort of Black Star drink.
And if you've never
eaten, it's licorice-y, I'm there.
If you've never eaten the food that they serve up in the lounge there,
I've not been once yet.
The food is so good. It's the kind of food where you order it and it comes out and it looks like a kind of a small portion. You're thinking, I'm going to pay $19 for this, and every bite of it is so delicious that you're glad that they gave you exactly that much.
Yeah,
it's really wonderful food.
It really is good, and it just gets better and better all the time.
Well, that's good. Good. No, it's going to be a great weekend of music. August 6th and 7th, that's a Saturday and a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock doors?
Yeah, seven, no, 7 o'clock doors.
7 o'clock doors, 8 o'clock music.
8 o'clock show.
It's a long 8 o'clock show. We're going to get it on pretty close to 8 because it's a long
show.
Long night of music.
And
so.
Especially Sunday, we'll get you out of there by about 11.
Yeah. We don't want it to be too... But on the other hand, we're not going to start so early that if you're at the beach, you know, you won't be able to come back in time for summer.
That's
tough to put shows on in the summer because, you know, as much as people want to see great rock and roll, they also want to go to the beach.
That is true. That is true.
All things to all Bowie fans.
Right. But yeah,
use in place of salt and pepper.
Right.
But yes. Once Ballroom, August 6th and 7th. Can't say it enough. Two great Bowie records and then a set of big hits. Everyone's going to have a great time. And arguably the best funeral ever.
Oh, it's going to be
I don't know.
It's more like a wake, you know.
Wake. That's
it's
it.
It's
calling hours.
It's a memorial service that's 6 months after the.
There you go.
You know, when you want to celebrate someone, sometimes it's a little easier to gather a little later, and then you can just really, you know, celebrate them and not be crying so much. Which, you know, if we had tried to do this quicker, I think it would have been harder for the audience. I think it's going to be in a way a little.
Well, it's like a requiem wrapped in a cannoli.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it. We need like sound bites here so you can plug it on the ad in Facebook.
I think
wrapped in a cannoli.
I think that's going to be our next Twitter post.
There you go.
that'll bring them out.
Yeah.
Oh,
I really know
man.
How to.
Really well, it, I'm gonna play Body English with Clinton Deegan.
Awesome.
His current
super nice
project.
Guy.
Super nice guy. He's in a heavy band called Desk.
Right.
Desk.
Yeah, it's all very Kiss inspired hard rock. I may dig up some Desk later.
But there's many sides to Clinton. He's gonna music.
Oh, absolutely.
He's gonna music direct Hair for us in the fall.
Okay.
So no rest for the weary.
No, not for Clinton Deegan.
No rest for the wicked.
All right. Thank you guys so much for coming in. This is going to be an amazing weekend for you guys.
Well, thanks for having us.
And a requiem wrapped in a cannoli.
Thank you for wantonly dishing out your valuable airtime to us.
Oh. Yes.
I swear to God, I could do at least another half an hour of this, but... I'm sure you guys are ready to go because you've been waiting so patiently for me.
We should let the audience hear at least a little bit of local music since it is on the town with
Dunkie D. True. All right. So Here is Buddy English. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks.
This is
going to
be a great show. Once Ballroom, August 6th and 7th.
Stardust to Black Star.
Stardust to Black Star. how can people get tickets?
Ticketfly. You can just go to
Once Ballroom.
Once's website or rockopera.com, which is ours.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can just click through right there on the homepage, or bostonrockopera.com. You can do either one. It'll go to the same place.
All right.
Right.
Once she made a little typey motion.
I know. I do that.
We need webcams in here again.
My thumbs are twitching.
And
Once Ballroom is spelled O-N-C-E, just like the word once.
Yes. How else would you spell that?
I don't know, but it's an acronym.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah,
it is.
It's supposed to always be in caps.
It's all caps.
Caps. One night culinary experiences?
Something like
that. I think it's one night culinary experience.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because it started off when they first started doing stuff that would just be sort of like very infrequent events.
Okay.
Right. And then as they, then it became more. And
nice.
I'm pretty sure that.
All right.
Let me know if I got it all wrong.
Go to bostonrockopera.com. To get tickets and all of that stuff.
Yeah. And we're all over Facebook, we're trying to be.
If you can't Google your way to some tickets on this, then we don't want you there.
On that note, thank you again for coming in and plugging this wonderful show.
Thanks.
All right, here is Buddy English, 91.5 WMFO.
I'm not the same old raging adolescent. Evolves steam. It's only on the crease where prevailing air meets temperature of my temper. But I only grow by throwing up the stone. And if there is incense within my shouting, then it's just the art of the humor in the heart of the old gray mountain. When you got lost, I fought against the thought of the times together I'd already counted. If they all smash before a single one is hatched, then the shells will settle in somebody's garbage. In the ground that's born from soil that was worn by years of roots, relentless rabble rising. And the stones part, 'cause there's humor in the heart of the old gray mountain. of your captors, and I'll throw fire out of my highest spire, and I'll find these fields and fells a little flatter. But there's no voice, not the slightest bit of noise. The sights of flies and waves, the rocks are pounding, and the light's dark. No, you won't see very far from the old in the sky. The old gray To dumb, the precocious sensing turns to tired general. All these babes with bangs are painted on the overhangs, and your visceral voluption turns to symbol. And yet while these waifs are too thin to fit your name, they flaunt the stilted shoes and practice pouting. Still you're not forgot while there's humor in the heart of the old gray mountain. Thank you.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Desk with Cowboys in Boston. Before that was Body English, Clinton Deegan's other band, from the Stories of Earth record. That was The Humor in the Heart of the Old Gray Mountain. How different can Clinton Deegan get? Hello, Miss Paula.
How's it going there, sir?
All right.
Right on.
Yeah, Boston Rock Opera. How about that?
I feel so smart now. I want to go home.
You got
home
to hear me geek out a little bit.
I know. That was really good. I thought I knew Bowie stuff. I don't know anything. I have to go home and dig out my Bowie albums now. And
there you go.
I was to cram for this gig on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And or Sunday. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. Well,
I saw the one at Atwood's and it was amazing. We are so lucky that we have all this great talent here.
Absolutely.
I mean, seriously, they're so like, yeah. Goddamn Glenn, if you're listening, get off Facebook. Get away from the TV. Step away from the convention. We want to talk about
it. I totally forgot tonight's the last night of the DNC. No, tomorrow's night's the last night of the DNC, right?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I was just scrolling on Facebook. I'm like, I'm so glad I'm not there. I'm so glad I'm here talking about David Bowie instead of that.
Yes, talk about David Bowie instead.
So anyways, I have this concert report sitting in front of me. And,
yeah, let's do it.
I have to say, it's festival time.
Oh, it's the summer.
I have to quote
my
friend
times.
Ed Moose Savage. It's festival time.
Festival time.
Did you ever listen to the Mudbugs? Moose and the Mudbugs?
No.
Anyhow, they have a great song called Festival Time, and it's festival time. And if you listen, you will see, you will hear that I have snuck in some festivals.
All right.
Are you taking my picture? Get away from here. Go away. Do not photograph me. I'm on the radio.
He's taking it through a glass, a big pane of glass.
Yeah, so he's going to take a picture of his flash.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I didn't see any flashes, but anyway, go ahead.
Anyhow, let's start with tomorrow night, July 28th. Oh, it's the last weekend in July. Boo. But it's a good one.
That means it's closer to summer ending. And I know some people are really delighted.
Oh, yes.
For them, I say shut the F up.
It's dark early already.
It's dark early already. It's 8:20.
It's dark. Yeah. I know. All right, so what do we got? This show tomorrow night, the Ways and Means Committee.
Yeah.
Wonder City and Radium Girls are at Sally O'Brien's. This is a Friends of Megan Champa.
Oh, yeah.
Extravaganza. That's all I can say about that.
Is that actually the title of it? Friends of Megan Champa?
No, I made that up.
Oh, okay.
Because I have nothing else to say about it. I don't know who these bands are. I don't know anything about it. It's just I got this invitation. I'm promoting it. Go to Sally O'Brien's and find out. I have no idea. I was kind of counting on you to know, Phil.
Well, I
because you're a whippersnapper, and I don't know.
I had played a couple of those bands on my other show.
Oh, you did?
Last Saturday.
Oh,
the Dweezil Show.
Oh,
yes,
so
I did.
You promoted it.
I did.
Oh, good. Then I'll just stop. moving right along. Here's an interesting thing. Sonya Ray Taylor with Ryan Taylor is the featured artist as part of the Monotomy Grills music series.
Okay.
Yes, this is a totally sort of a date night kind of thing. I went last Thursday, and I saw Tim Guerin and... are you okay?
Yeah. I didn't want to cough on the air.
It was great. Dennis Brennan, Tim Guerin, and friends. And there was a, it's kind of a nice place to go have a glass of wine, unwind after work. It's that kind of atmosphere.
So it was kind of like a quiet-ish kind of blues night?
Yeah. It's classy.
Classy.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's an older crowd. And it's nice. You can sit outside if you want and... you can have something to eat and like do what I did, just have a drink and listen to some great music.
Yeah.
And then go home.
Dennis Brennan and Tim Guerin? Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I mean,
right?
Come on.
Yeah, I know. It was nice. It was just totally different from what I'm used to. And then we have Positive Negative Man, My Mother's Mustache, Greyjoy, Madame Bruja. This is at the Cantab downstairs at Club Bohemia. Yes,
Madame Bruja is debuting a new lineup.
Oh, are you going? Oh no, you're going down the Cape.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll let you know how it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And Friday, July 29th, the Warning Shots, Duck and Cover, the Quigs, Tenafly Vipers. Vipers, is that a P? Sorry.
Yep.
At the Greek in Union Square. I still have yet to get there. Thank you. Do you know them, the Vipers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Tenafly Vipers?
You're so hip.
And Duck and Cover, this is going to be a good loud punk show.
Oh, well, I won't be there. I'm going to see Jaggery at Oberon.
Okay.
See how I roll.
Yeah.
I know. So what do we got here? A fun show is happening down the Cape. You should stay down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, Sidewalk Driver and Jenny D and the Delinquents are at the Red Nun in Dennisport.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. Check it out. That'll be fun.
Oh, those two bands are great together, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, Dennisport. So are you going to be near to there? Maybe you don't want to reveal that to everybody where you're going to be. If you're
I might. I mean, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow?
Yeah.
So that's all I'm going to say about that one.
I hear you. All right. At Tavern at the End of the World, we have Bad Lieutenants along with the Mangers. No, Manglers.
Manglers.
What's wrong with me?
You need to write clearer, Ms.
I thought
Paula.
I know. I do this all the time. Worthen Fest is happening at the Worthen House. This is up in Lowell.
Ah.
Yeah, it's happening at this bar.
That's closer
and grill.
To my neck of the woods.
Yeah. So I actually wrote this for you because I don't think I'm going to get up there. But it's in a parking lot, and there's bands and food and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, nice.
Fun for the whole family. Incredible live music. So visit the Facebook page because there's like 9,000 bands, and I can't list them all.
Oh, is it a big weekend thing?
It's a huge weekend thing. Okay. 3 days of weekend fun. Yes. It's going to be good.
Nice.
And, so... That's Worthen Fest.
Worthen Fest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now, at Oberon, Org, Black and White Ball with Jaggery, Liz Law, Fawn Fables, and Christopher Muse. This is going to be a great show. Also, they recommend that you show up in black and white attire. It's strongly encouraged. Doors for this event are at 7:30, and tickets are available at AmericanRepertoryTheater.org.
Okay.
And if you've never seen Jaggery, this
is a good...
I mean, Molly's just amazing. She's
definitely
one of my favorites. What do we got? Saturday at One Somerville, your friends' fest.
Yes.
Have you been to your friends' fest before?
No.
Neither have I. For some reason, I think I had double booked myself the last time this event happened, but it happens.
You see, I'm the whippersnapper. You're the one who gets to all the shows. Somehow, you get to all the shows.
Well, yeah, I do my best. But this is the one. There's going to be music, comedy, vendors, friends. Your friends will be there, so go and see and be seen. And what do we got? This band is called Right.
Yeah, it's Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's four R's, so it's not that long.
Oh, I only...
But it's longer than just Right.
Right, it's
Right.
Kind of like Tony the Tiger.
A little bit, yeah.
Right.
Right.
With Thrust Club, Mercury on Mars, Psychic Dog, and the Knockups. A lineup.
And Psychic Dog and Mercury on Mars are releasing new music that day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you can pick up copies of new music Friends Fest.
Did we hear their new music already?
I can play some of it later.
I'm wondering if maybe I have heard it already.
I think you have.
Perhaps. It's awesome. Love them.
Yeah.
And what do we got here? Oh, Summer Saturday Night at the Armory Cafe is featuring Ginger Ibex, Gay H. Sheldon, Leon Rich. This show starts at 7:30. The Armory is located at 191 Highland Ave in Somerville. It's a lovely little cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you could go there and chill out with your friends. It's a small space, but it's cozy.
It is.
It is. That's my favorite word.
It definitely is.
Cozy.
Cozy.
Then we have a farewell party for Jess. Where's Jess going? She's going away.
She's going to L.A.
She's going to L.A. Oh, but the Wrong Shapes are playing.
Nice.
Annie Jennings, Instant Shawarma. I love that name.
Instant Shawarma?
Instant nice. Shawarma. Kind of like Karma, only Shawarma.
Well, I'm wondering if it's if it's about the food.
maybe. I don't know. Instant Shawarma is going to get you.
There you go.
This takes place at the Midway
Cafe.
They're
going to kill us for making fun of that name.
Oh, come on. It's too clever not to.
All right.
So that's in JP at the Midway at 9 o'clock. Hummingbird Syndicate is at In a Pig's Eye in Salem. Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles are, and the Clockburners are at Atwood's.
Nice.
Then,
and that's all Saturday?
That's all Saturday. Yeah, Saturday's busy. There's
that's
also
exhausting.
Now, remember I told you it's festival time?
Yeah.
Melrose is having a festival time.
Okay.
Saturday from 2 to 8, the Four Corners Festival happening at 360 Linfells Parkway in Melrose, celebrating music, arts, and community. This is a fun for the whole family event with local bands, vendors, concessions, and more. So I don't have a list of the bands. They didn't give me a list of the bands, but I know that they're good.
What is it called again?
It's rock and roll. Melrose, what is it?
What's the Four Corners Festival.
In Melrose.
Four Corners Festival?
Yes.
I'm going to look that up right now.
Yeah, check it out. They have a website.
All right. Melrose, Four Corners. Oh, no, wait. That's in Colorado.
Oh, Bob wants me to mention Giblantos. I was going to mention Giblantos, but then I'd have to mention everybody, and I don't know everybody. So.
Okay. Well, I have a lineup here.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you want to go for it?
Well, all right. It's a doozy.
It is.
Oh, yeah. The community stage lineup. Let's see. There's Tim Coe. There's Calvin Mostaller, Flashjack Eppington, Nick Ryan, Gabe Clapman, Frank Stanford, Victoria Michael, Liana Joy, Molly Kaur, Sam Chetkin, AARB, Larry White, and finally, Giblantos.
There you go. See? Very good.
That is a big lineup.
That is a big lineup. That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully it'll be a sunny, beautiful day for that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Right there in beautiful downtown Melrose.
But, I mean, and that's just one of the stages. There's two stages.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't get that when I tried to dig it up. Nothing showed when I went on.
I mean,
different site, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to find the other what's going on in the other stage, and I can't find where the other stage is.
It's over there. It's behind
over there.
You. I don't know.
You need to be more thorough with your show listings, you festival people.
I got nothing. When I looked it up, I just got Giblantos because they put a page on Facebook, but everybody else just said. I mean, the page that I looked at just had, if you want to play, get in touch with us. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Anyways, Sunday, there's a benefit for Surfers Healing, an organization for artistic children. There will be music provided by Dan King, acoustic duo, Klepto Light Fingers, Liz Borden, and the Knockups. This event is happening at the Dog Bar in Gloucester, Mass. Support this. It'll be fun, and it's for a good cause. I went to the one at Sally O'Brien's. It was fun. And
good.
While there weren't a lot of people there, I was very fortunate that I won a lot of the raffles. It was me and my friend Matt. We were just like the only two buying raffle tickets, so we were just taking turns winning stuff.
Really?
So yeah, but okay. They do. They give you good stuff. I got like a gift certificate to Newbury Comics, and
ooh.
I got some tickets to the Peabody Essex Museum and stuff like that. So yeah, go check it out. And there's music, and like I said, it's a good cause.
Mm.
So what else? Oh, Roy Sludge is at Sally O'Brien's for the early spot at 6 o'clock on Sunday. Monday, Downbeat Mondays with Matthew Stubbs and the Antiguas are at The Plow. And Tuesday, Mark Wolfson Panansky and the Board of Health are at Toad. I've been going to Toad a lot lately.
Yeah?
I've been having the best time ever. I saw the White Owls. Yeah, I've been going out on school nights because I'm not working.
So, well, there you go.
Yeah.
And I was going to comment that you're so tan. So... You're clearly not working because you're so tan.
I know. I am too. I'm stick a fork in me. I'm done.
Oh, God.
I know. I don't normally look like Malibu Barbie. but I know. Normally I'm white because I like work all day and go, you know,
No, I was going to say, like,
I haven't been working.
Another reason for webcams, people could see how much of a ghost I am.
Well, when I get this under cast my shirt off, I'm going to have like,
yeah, you're going to have a ghostly wrist.
It's not going to be, yeah, it's going to be kind of funny. But, yeah, so, but we've been having a great summer.
Oh, yeah, we have.
I have anyway. Had the whole entire month of July off. It's been lovely.
There you go.
So that's all, right. all I have. Do you happen to know who's on the show next week?
We have next week Gretchen and the Pickpockets.
Oh, that's right. I knew that.
Are performing.
Got to start writing this stuff down.
And we have Brian King and Johnny Blazes coming in.
Oh, my gosh. Can I just tell you, I cannot
wait. Maybe we could get them to play.
That would be fantastic.
And the host, arguably the best host of On the Town with Mikey D.
You?
Me!
Yay, again, you're doing double duty?
Yeah. I had to do double duty because I had to switch earlier this month.
Oh, cool.
So, yes, I got Joe Wellen to take over.
Oh, that's right, because she did double duty.
Yeah, she wound up doing double duty last month.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we did two shows together back-to-back, her and I.
Well, we're about to do two shows back-to-back,
hey, cool.
You and me.
We can talk about Bowie again. Because it'll be post yeah. once.
It'll be pre once. Wait. The Bowie show is August 6th and 7th.
Oh, that's right.
Next Wednesday is August 3rd.
About it. That's right. I'm sorry. I see what happens to me after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, stick a fork in you.
I am done. I am so done. Back to the beach with me.
But yes, Gretchen and the Pickpockets are playing next Wednesday night.
That'll be good. There's a lot of good stuff coming up.
But and speaking of live stuff, since we don't have a band tonight,
yeah,
I'm putting together a nice little set of material recorded right in Studio D.
Groovy.
Including tracks from our double album.
Oh, I have that.
Live from On the Town with Mikey D, the best of On the Town with Mikey D, Volume 1.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a double CD set. You could go to onthetownwithmikeyd.com for your way to get your digital or physical copy. We have physical copies.
It's really good. It's really good.
So, and we're going to start off with Jaggery's track on our compilation.
Oh, can you dig it?
Yeah.
Yay.
So here you go. This is I put together a little live set here. So I hope you all enjoy 91.5 WMFO.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Of your city, remnants of your tears.